Good morning, everyone. Today is July 31st, Chof Dalid Menachem Ov. We're holding in Simon Tov Tzadi. Say the Tfilas Yom Sheni, the order of the second day of davening, the Tfilas Shcholah Shel Moed, and the davening of Chol HaMoed. And the Mechaber says in Sif Vav, B'chol Yoim, B'chol Yimei Chol HaMoed, U'shnei Yomim Metoiv Machroidim, Kairin Harevi B'seif Sheni B'karbonis HaMusofen Shebepinchos. We're discussing here that we lain from a second Sefer Torah from Parshas Pinchas. The fourth Aliyah is from Parshas Pinchas. U'maschil begin from V'hikravtem ad Saif Pisco, from V'hikravtem until the end of that topic. The Mishnah Brura says in Sif Katan Yod on the bottom of page 194, Kairin Harvi, the fourth Aliyah, Koi al Chol HaMoed, this is referring to on Chol HaMoed, Ve'ein Oimrin Kaddish Ad Acha Shekor Harvi. We do not say Kaddish until after the fourth Aliyah, Shenishlam Minyan HaKruim. Because now, after we have finished the fourth Aliyah, then we have finished the amount of people that we called up to the Torah. Ma'ashenkin B'Shabbos HaYontif V'Yom HaKippurim Nishlam Minyan HaKruim Koidim Shekorim After V'Alkein Oimrin Tekev Kaddish. However, when we have a case of Shabbos, Yontif, and Yom Kippur, we conclude the amount of people who have to be called up to the Torah before the Maftir. That's why the Kaddish Sholem is, that's what the Kaddish is said then, because it's a complete Inyan before the Maftir. Moving right along to Sif Zayin in Siman Tov Tzadi, on page Tzadi Ches, Belel Yontif Ha'achroin, Mekachin al hayayin, ve'ein oimrim zman. On the second night, on the last night of Pesach, belel yom tov ha'achrein, on the last night of Pesach, we make kiddush on wine, and we do not say shehachiyonu. Hago says the Rama, ve'oimrim betfilo ve'kiddush zman chayrusenu kimo b'yom tov rishon. We include in the kiddush the tefila of the words of zman chayrusenu, etc., just like we did on the first days of Pesach. Sif Katan Yir Aleph. Belel Yom Tov Achrein. This is not just referring to the eighth day of Pesach, but also to the night of the seventh. Bein Bishvi, whether the seventh we're talking here, Bein Bishmini, and the eighth as well. Sif Katan Yud Beis. Mekajin Al Yain, when Kiddush and Wine, Ratzaloyma, Bebeis Knesses. We're talking about in shul. V'kavanosoi, the mechaber's intention here, da'af de'bishnei leilos harishoinim ein mekach mebeis haknesses. Even though we mentioned earlier that on the first two nights of Pesach we do not make kiddush in shul. V'hatam, the reason is that we don't make kiddush in shul on the first two nights of Pesach. Lefi she'elin cho'oni she'bisrael she'ein lo yarba koitzes, because there's no such a situation that an ani doesn't have the four cups of wine, like we learned earlier. Ma she'ein kein hacha. But over here, in the last seventh and eighth nights of Pesach, it is possible that an ani does not have wine for the kiddush, so therefore you'll make kiddush from in shul. But we don't say shechiyonu v'sif kod yud gimel vein umrin zman dahainu shechiyonu she'enu regel b'fni atzmoi. What's the reason why we don't say shechiyonu? Because it is not an independent regel, it's not independent yontif, as opposed to shmietzeres of Sukkis. Shmietzeres is an independent yontif by itself, therefore in shmietzeres we would make a shechiyonu. Now, what happens if you have a milo, kishachal b'shvi shel Pesach or b'shmini? If you have a bris milo that comes out on the seventh or eighth day of Pesach, oimrim, we say, yoim liyabosh nefchu mitzulim, koidin goal yisrael, then we say the zmiras of yoim liyabosh. We say the Yom Le'Yabasha before the stanza of Goal Yisrael, Vimchal B'Shabbos, and if the seventh or eighth day of Pesach fall out on Shabbos, Oimrin Koidim Shirach Hadasha. First you say Shirach Hadasha Mishum, because Shaoz Noigin Loimer HaPiyot Shel Berach Doidi Koidim Goal Yisrael. The Minhag is to say the Piyot of Berach Doidi before Goal Yisrael. Ma'ashen Kein B'Shar Yomtif and other days of Yomtif, and the Ein Oimrin Yom Le'Yabasha Machmas Mila. We don't say Yom Le'Yabash because of the Bris Mila, Ela Imkein, Kishachol B'Shabbos, unless it falls out on Shabbos. Oid Kasa, furthermore, Dimchal Yom Shvi b'Shabbos. If the seventh day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Oimrim b'Yoytzeh Piyutim Shal Shabbos Chol Hamoid. Then you say the songs, the Piyutim of Shabbos Chol Hamoid. B'Bnei Shaoz Oimrim Shir Hashirim Shal Yisa Yom, because we say Shir Hashima on that day, which we'll see later on in the Shulchan Aruch. Piyutim Shal Shabbos Chol Hamoid Miyusadim Al Shir Hashirim. The Piyutim, the songs of Shabbos Chol Hamoid, are based on Shir Hashirim, come from the topic of a discussion of Shir Hashirim. V'imchal yom acharoi b'Shabbos, if the last day of Pesach falls on Shabbos, oimin b'yoytzeh piyutim, we say by the yoytzeh, by the Brichas Krishma, the piyutim shall Shabbos chol amoid, v'shmanesei mahavchin, oimin piyut shall yom hashvi, and in Shmanesei we switch it around, and we say the piyut instead of the eighth day of Pesach, but rather the seventh day of Pesach. Sif Ches, the Mechaber says there's no Mishnah Berurah on Sif Ches. Mechaber says on Sif Ches, Maftirin b'yoyim shvi, we say the Maftir yom shvi is Vayidaber David, v'yoyim shmini, oid hayoyim b'noiv lamoid. These are the Haftaras for the 7th and 8th day respectively. Sif Tes, the Mechaber says, Shabbos shechal b'chol hamoid. When Shabbos falls out on chol hamoid, Shabbos chol hamoid, as we call it, Arvis Sharachas Amincha Mispal Kedarke Shal Shabbos V'Omer Yalav Yovi Ba'Avoida. We daven the regular Shabbos davening, and we say we include the Yalav Yovi in the Shmoneh Esrei. If a Musaf Omer say the Musaf Yom Chol Hamoed, Musaf we add Musaf Omer say the Musaf. We say the regular Musaf of Chol Hamoed, not the Musaf of Shabbos davening, but rather the Musaf of Chol Hamoed. El Shemaskir, but rather the person mentions Shal Shabbos Va'omer Batitin Lonu as Yom Hamanoyach Hazeh Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh. We saw earlier the lashon of the Mechaber is Yom Hamanoyach Hazeh, which is not the Bnei Ashkenaz. V'chein Omer es Musfei Yom Hamanoyach Hazeh V'Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh V'Chosim Mikadesh HaShabbos. We conclude we kaddish Shabbos v'yisrov azmanim. Maftirin hoyso olai, and haftar is from hoyso olai. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Dalid. Maftirin hoyso olai hamura leinin tchias hamesim, which is discussed in regards to the topic of tchias hamesim. What's the reason for this haftar of Hatam? The reason is ki tchias hamesim yehi ben Nisan, because tchias hamesim will be the resurrection of the dead will take place in Nisan. The Goyg and Magog b'Tishrei, and the Milchemes Goyg and Magog will take place in Tishrei. Al kein therefore Maftirin b'Nisan ha'at somayis ha'yveishoyis b'Tishrei b'yom boy Goyg. That's why we have the read the Haftarah in Nisan of that somayis ha'yveishoyis, the dried up bones, and in Tishrei b'yom boy Goyg, in the day which when Goyg will come. The Ramah says Hago. We don't mention in the bracha of the Haftarah, we don't mention anything about Pesach. We're talking now Shabbos Chol Hamoed. What's the reason why we don't mention anything about Pesach in the bracha of the Haftarah? It is Pesach, so why don't we mention anything about Pesach? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Vav, to answer this question, they maskirin to be Shabbos Shechol B'chol Hamoed. The reason why we don't mention anything about Pesach in the bracha at the end of the Haftarah is because the reason the Haftarah is coming is nothing to do with Pesach. The reason the Haftarah is there is because of Shabbos. And therefore, Shari ein naftirin ben Novi b'shai yimei Chol Hamoed. We don't learn from a Novi another the other days of Chol Hamoed. Therefore, we just mention the bracha of the Haftarah like the regular years, regular days of Shabbos, and nothing special about Pesach. The Ramah continues and says, "V'noigin loymar shir hashirim b'Shabbos shechol hamoed." The meaning is to say to lay in shir hashirim on Shabbos shechol hamoed. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Zayin. Or rather, Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm sorry, we skipped Sifkan Tezayin. Let's see Sifkan Tezayin. V'loi b'chasimo, we don't conclude. The Hainu, she'nechoysim rak mikadosh Shabbos. In the Berachas of Torah, we only conclude mikadosh Shabbos, like we said earlier, not Yisof Azmanim. Because v'achroidin, the Shabbos chol ha'moyid sukis misay mikadosh Shabbos Yisof Azmanim. The Achronim write, and Shabbos chol ha'moyid sukis, we do conclude mikadosh Shabbos Yisof Azmanim. So the question is, why is Shabbos chol ha'moyid different than Shabbos chol ha'moyid of Pesach? Why is Sukkot different than Pesach? V'chein maske shel Sukkot be'emza ha'bracha. And we also do mention Sukkot in the bracha of the Haftarah. K'moy b'yomtev rishoyin shel Sukkot, just like the first day of Sukkot. V'atam, the reason is shekol yoyim, the reason why Sukkot, the yomtev of Sukkot is mentioned in the chol ha'moyed Haftarah. The reason is shekol yoyim v'yoyim mechol ha'moyed Sukkot, every single day of chol ha'moyed Sukkot, whom k'moyed b'fnei atzmoy, it's like a yomtev by itself, because the karbonos of the musaf are different. Now we said in the Ramah that we say shir hashirim, lein shir hashirim on Shabbos chol ha'moed Pesach. V'noegin loy mar shir hashirim, Rebnei shemefurish bayinin tzitzin tzrayim. What's the reason why we say shir hashirim on chol ha'moed Pesach? Because Shabbos chol ha'moed Pesach, because it discusses specifically the topic of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Over Sukkos Koheles, and Sukkos we lay in Koheles. Why in Koheles? And why do we lay in Koheles and Sukkos? Mibnei Shehem Yimei Simcha. Because it is Yimei Simcha. Oksiv B'Koheles, it says Koheles, so Simcha Mazo Yoysa. What is this? What happened over here? In other words, on the Yontif of Sukkos, which is discussed as Simcha the most, we want to remind ourselves not to become too frivolous, and that simcha sometimes can lead to some problems. The Rus, b'shvus, we lain Rus and Shavuos. These are biyakut Rus. Why do we lain Megillas Rus and Shavuos? Ma'ina Rus Eitzel Atzeres. What is the Yakut says? What is ask the question? What's the reason why we lain Megillas Rus on Shavuos? Shenikris b'zman Matan Torah, which is lain by Matan Torah la Medchot to come to teach us. Shelait Nidna Torah Eli the Yisurin v'Oini, that Torah is only given through Yisurin suffering and poverty, and that's the beginnings of where Rus came from. Benogu likrais biyom sheni, the meaning is to lay in Rus on the second day of Shavuos. Sifkan yedches b'Shabbos chol ha'moed b'bnei shapiyutim shaloisei Shabbos miyusodim al shir hashirim. But now, what's the reason why we lay in shir hashirim specifically on Shabbos chol ha'moed? Because the piyutim, the songs of that Shabbos, are based on shir hashirim. Then the Ramah continues and says, "V'michal Shabbos b'yomtiv ha'achrein." If Shabbos falls out, excuse me, "V'michal Shabbos b'yomtiv ha'achrein." Oimrim oisoy bo'isay Shabbos. What happens if there is no Shabbos chol ha'moed? The last days of Pesach. That's when you will be laning shir hashirim. Mechena din b'sukkos im koheles, so to buy sukkos with koheles. If there is no Shabbos chol ha'moed, then on the last day of Yontif, then you will lain the Sukkis, the Kehelis as well. The Noegin loim Rus b'Shuas, and we said the Minigas to lain Rus and Shuas. V'am Nagu shaloi davarech aleim al mikra megillah v'loi al mikra ksuvim. The Ramah concludes that we do not make, says the Ramah, a bracha on the Megillus, on Shir Shirim Rus over here, and Kehelis that we're discussing. We do not make a bracha of Al Mikra Megillah or Mikra Ksuvim, as opposed to, we know, on by Purim, we do make the bracha of Megillah. Siv Kodin Yotes, says the Mishnah Brura, Siv Kodin Yotes, Vam Nagu, Cheneskim Mataz, and the Taz agrees not to make the brachas. Magin Avram Hiskim, Im Oisna Apoiskim, Amitzrich Levarech, Al Kulam, Chutz Mikahelis. The Magin Avram agrees that you should make a bracha on the Megillahs, except for Kehelas. So you should make a bracha, according to the Magen Avraham, on Rus and on Shir Hashirim, according to the Magen Avraham. V'hagro b'biurei kosev da'af al Kehelas ish nevarich, the gros of the opinion that a bracha is even made before the Kehelas, l'chei nahanoig levarich al kol ponim, kishak suvin al aklaf, v'vadai ein limchos biyodoi. Therefore, a person who has the minig to to make a bracha on the laning, that definitely has who to rely upon, of course, the Gra, and therefore do not rebuke him. The Mishnah concludes Simon Tav Tzadi, and he says, Yom Tov Shechal B'Shabbos, Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, Oymer B'Mincha V'Anisi Filos, Anisi Filosi, V'Kar B'Seder Shavua, and you lay in by Mincha, we lay in the parasha of the upcoming week. We now begin Simon Tav Tzadi Aleph. Simon Ladover, Tav Simon Tav Tzadi Aleph is Tetzay, is to go out, and we're now discussing the Havdalah B'Maitzo Yom Tov. The Havdalah, when the Yontif is leaving, is going out, we now discuss the halachas of the Yontif when the Yontif leaves. The Mechaber says on page 196 in Sif Aleph, Simon Tov Tzadi Aleph, Sif Aleph. The Maitzah Yontif on the Maitzah Yontif, when Yontif is leaving, Bein the Maitzah Yontif L'chol, Bein the Maitzah Yontif L'chol Shel Moed, Mavdil B'Tfila K'moy B'Maitzah Shabbos, whether it's going from Yontif to the weekday, and then we begin, no more Yontif, or whether it's a Yontif to Chol HaMoed, we also say the Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei as well, in other words, Atoch and Antanu, that we say, Elo She'enu Mevarech lo yala ner, v'lo yala basamim, but we do not make a bracha, not on the ner, we don't make a bracha on the candle, or on the basamim. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Aleph, there's something missing over here. Mishra says, what's missing? There's no discussion of making the bracha ala gefen. And of course, the Mishra is saying that, of course, that we would first make the bracha ala gefen, the wine, and then continue with the Havdalah. The Mishra says, that is what I saw in the Shulchan Aruch that the Mechaber himself wrote when it was published in his lifetime. Misha Hischil Lechol, further in the Mishnah Berurah, four lines down, Misha Hischil Lechol b'moitzai Pesach miboid yoim ad halaylo, person who began to eat, Misha Hischil Lechol b'moitzai Pesach, one who began to eat moitzai Pesach when it was still daytime, it was still Pesach, ad halaylo, then he continued to eat when it's now nightfall, V'adayin lo hispalel v'hivdil, and he did not make Havdalah, v'adayin lo hispalel. He did not daven v'hivdil. So v'adayin lo hispalel, he did not daven yet, but he made Havdalah. Mutar lecho chomitz, he's permitted to eat chomitz, the cave in the shechoshcha, because it already got dark, it became dark. Havalaylo lechomili, it's night for all practical purposes. Elo shechachomim also b'melocha atchiyadil, but what is he forbidden to do? He cannot do melacha until he says Havdalah, until he makes Havdalah. So he's permitted to eat chametz. Amnam im adayin loy berech bechas amazim bevaday ein loy lechol chametz. But if he did not bench it, he should definitely not eat chametz. Why? Davi yitztorich, darei yitztorich loy ma yalav yovei. Because he started eating when it was Pesach. He continues eating when it's dark time already, dark already now. And if he wants to eat chametz, that's very nice. But he has to bench. But he can't bench. But he still has to say Yalav Yovei because we go after Mishum Daslina Basa Aschol Asasuda because we go after where he started his meal. He started his meal from when? He started his meal during the daytime, which means it's Pesach. So he has to make sure he benches first and then he'll eat his chametz afterwards. Kedisa Leel Vesoif Simen Kupi Ches Mkein Yet Tati Sasri. If he eats his chametz, and then he is not, he has you're benching on Yalav Yovei, that's a steer. You can't say, Chag HaMatzah says that, in his Yalav Yovei, that's the Tati Desasi means that it's a contradiction. You have two different things going on over here. You're saying your Yalav Yovei, and you're benching when he's eating his chametz, with the Yalav Yovei, the two don't go hand in hand, of course. Therefore, before he would eat his chametz, he would have to make sure he benches, and then he would say his Yalav Yovei bench, and then he could eat his chametz. We don't make a bracha sifkan beis loyal on ner shein mevarichin al haner el b'moitzay Shabbos, because you only make the bracha on the ner on Motzay Shabbos. who might say Yom Kippurim, and also on, let's say, Yom Kippur, Shinesar, or because the fire on Shabbos and Yom Kippur is Aser. Kol HaYoyim, the whole entire day, V'akshav Chayiz L'Teira, now it's permissible. So that's why on might say Shabbos, Mitzvah Yom Kippur, we make a bracha on the fire, because it was also in those days, and now it's permissible. K'moshin is Bar Simon Reish Tzadiches, as discussed earlier. Aval, however, B'Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, Loi Nesar Ha'ur, Me'oilom L'Tzorech Yom Tov. The fire is not Aser, because we know you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to use the fire on Yom Tov, so therefore we do not make Havdalah on the candle. Siv Kotin Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo veloy al habesamim. We do not make a brach on the besamim. Why? Didin habesamim hu kedesh lahashiv es hanefesh. It's to appease the soul. Shekuyeves al hanishama hayseish nitlo mimenu achar Shabbos. We know that there is a neshama yaseira, a second neshama that is given to a person on Shabbos, and after Shabbos, this neshama yaseira, this extra neshama is leaving us, and we want to appease our neshama for the fact that it's the second neshama is leaving. So what do? It smells the besamim. Here on Mitzvah Yom Tov, we don't have this neshama yaseira, so therefore the besamim are not necessary. If a Yom Tov, Yom Tov lack a neshama yaseira, on Yom Tov we don't have a neshama yaseira. Because of our poskim, the poskim right, the huadin. The Yom Tov, the Beyond Tov, Shechal b'Moitzay Shabbos, Eima Varchein al B'Samim. V'atam l'fishi yesh ma'acholim toivim miyashvim daitai k'moy B'Samim. What happens when you make Havdalah, Moitzay Yom Tov, and you go from Yom Tov, from Moitzay Yom Tov, straight into Shabbos? Once again, the case is you are making Havdalah Moitzay Yom Tov, which is really your Kiddush, and go straight into Yom Tov. It's Saturday night, and it's Yom Tov as well. So, do you make the bracha on the besamim? So the Mechaber tells us, no, you don't. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that here also it could be that the good food, Ma'achalim Toivim, the delicious food that you'll be eating by the Yom Tov Suda, will appease the neshama. The Mechaber says now in Simin Tov Tzad Yalav Siv Beis, the next halacha, Yom Tov Shechal Yoyitz Moisoi Shabbos Oimer Ba'ato V'chartonu V'atoy Dienu. We know that normally by Moisoi Shabbos we say Ato Chinantonu. If you have a Moisoi Shabbos that is preceding the Yom Tov, then we don't say Ato Chinantonu, but we say a similar tefillah of Vatay Dienu. The Mishnah says in Sif Kotan Dalid, Oimer Va'ato V'chartonu Vatay Dienu, V'hu Dugmos Ato Chayantonu, this Vatay Dienu is similar to Ato Chayantonu, Shemaskir Mitzoy Shabbos, which is mentioned on Mitzoy Shabbos, Be'birchos Ato Chaynin, in the Brocha of Ato Chaynin. V'al Kain, therefore, Dinoi Gam Kain Ka'ato Chayantonu, the halacha is also like Ato Chayantonu. What does that mean? That if a person made a mistake and did not say that just like when he does not say Ato Chanantanu, he does not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei V'lo Omroi Ein Machzir No Yisoi. Sheyochel Loimar Achakach Kiddush Al Hakoyis V'Sham Nisker Avdolah Gamkin, because we know he will be making Avdolah. He'll be making by the Kiddush. He'll be making Avdolah as well, and he'll mention his Avdolah then. Therefore, he does not have to repeat his Shemoneh Esrei V'Ayin Alel Reish Simin Reish Tzadi Dal Biver Halacha. Let's continue now to Simen Tov Tzadi Beis. The Mechaber says in Simen Tov Tzadi Beis, Tais Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni Acher HaMoedim. There is a halacha brought down here in Simen Tov Tzadi Beis discussing what we call Bahab. Beis Hey Beis. Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Now the Monday, Thursday, and Monday after the Yom Tov, which we'll see not directly after the Yom Tov, but the next month after the Yom Tov, there were officially fast days, that there are people who would fast. If not for fasting, then maybe they would say certain slichas, and we'll see the reason for that right now. The Mechaber says, Yesh In Sif Aleph, there's only one Sif here. In Siman Tav Tzadi Beis. Yesh noigim lis anois sheni v'chamishi v'sheni achar ha-Pesach. There are those that have the minug to fast Monday, Thursday, and Monday after Pesach, v'chein achar chag ha-Sukkos, as well as after Sukkos. U'mamtinin ad sheyavor kol chodesh Nisan v'tishrei oz mesanin. We wait until the whole month of Nisan has been completed, as well as until the month of Tishrei is over, v'oz mesanin, and then they would fast. Says the Mishnah Rusif Kotan Aleph, what's understanding for the reason behind fasting on the Sheni, the Chamishi, the Sheni? Shechoshishin, says the Mishnah Rusif Kotan Aleph, Shema mitoich mishta v'simcha boli de aveira, because maybe there's, because of the food and the mishta and the simcha and the happiness, it might have come to a situation of aveira, maybe too much mingling. And therefore, Kimosh Matsina Biyoiv Shahavi Carbonus Iabra Carbonus Vatinus Bimakum Carbon. And the Tinus is in the place of Carbonus Avobat Seres. So how come we don't have the Bahab after Shuas? The Mishnah says, there's only one day, Shmini Atzeres is only one day. Therefore, Ein Chayshishin. We're not concerned as much. Not concerned. Sifkan Beis, we wait until the month has passed, the month of Nisan or Tisha passed, then we have the Bahab, the Benisan, Aminik, Shein, Misanim, by Klal. Why do we wait until the month of Nisan is finished and completed? Because in Nisan, the Minig is that we don't fast at all. Kedisa, Leel, Semen, Tov, Chavtes, of a Tishrei, and during Tishrei, Loi, also we don't fast, Mishum, the Rubai, Hu, Mayado, is the majority of the days are Yontif. It's not appropriate to set a fast day on the month when the majority of the month is Yontif. Says the Rama, Hagah. V'oz mis'anim miyad. Then we fast as soon as the month is over, the right away, Sheni, v'chamishi v'sheni, Monday, Thursday, and Monday. And then he could fast, because now the month is over of Nisan and Tishrei, so he could fast. Va'ashkenaz v'tzorvas nogul isanois v'oisin oisoy kimoi tain siber lekrois v'yichal. In the communities of Ashkenaz and Tzorvas, the minhag is to fast, says the Rama, and they would. Also, make it like a fast day and lane from Vayichal. Says the Mishnah Rusif Katan Gimel, Miyad Sheni V'chamish V'sheni, as soon as the new month, the month after Nisan and Tishrei begin, so then, whether it's after Tishrei Cheshvan or Iyar, then after Nisan, then they would fast. So, Lai Melafuki Mimashe Kosu B'Shem Arivayah Sheyam Tinu Milizanlis Ad Yizayin Cheshvan Delesa. It's brought down by the Marivayel that he says not to start the Bahab until the 17th of Cheshbon. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Rama is saying that's not correct. That's not what we do. Mevorichim neveis haKnesses b'Shabbos Arishon Shachar Rosh Chodesh l'mishi esanel sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. There's a special Mishaberech for those who will be fasting on Monday, Thursday, and Monday. V'achar oisoi Shabbos Maschil Nisanos, and after that Shabbos then begin to fast on that Monday Hasheni v'Chamishi v'Sheni, that Monday, Thursday, and Monday. V'tzorich l'kava tainis of mincha shlefneim, the mincha before the Monday, then one that would have to accept upon the fast before the fast day. Achein misha ano amein al oisoi misha berech v'dayte l'sanos. However, if a person did not accept the yontif on the day before, but he did say amen, and his intention was to fast. He does not have to accept the tainis again on the mincha before the Monday, Thursday, or Monday. However, if he changes his mind and he does not want to fast, what happens if he does not want to fast? He realizes that Monday is coming and he doesn't want to fast. Even though he said amen, he does not have to fast. Even though he said amen to the Mishaberach, just as long as he did not accept upon himself that fast day from the day before the fast by Mincha. Noigin levarich b'mincha mishum d'miyoyz toiv. And when there is a bris milah or maybe like a sheva brachos on that Shabbos, when they would normally say the mishaberach for the sheni chamish and sheni, so then they would make the mishaberach by mincha time. He says here mishum miyoyz toiv. I believe perhaps that means that that we want to discuss the positive things now by the sheva brachos, and not the reason behind as to why we are fasting. I'm not sure 100%, but it could be. Sivkot and Dalet. She'efshu l'sanois, v'tzolayim ha'kevin she'egiyo ha'zman she'efshu l'sanois, e'la achar yisoy. The Mishnah says that we fast right away because now that the month permits us to fast, so we start fasting on that first Monday possible. Sivkot and Hei, l'sanois, we begin fasting. In Ashkenaz and Sarvas, they had the minute to fast. If a pidyon ben or bris milah or sudas mitzvah would fall out on that Monday or Thursday or Monday, then the minig would be that they would not fast. Ve'ein tzarech hatara, and they do not have to do hataras nedarim. Ki kol hamisana adadi dem hagam hamisana, because whoever would fast in the das the minug. V'lo inogul hamisanas behem kasheyish sudas mitzvah. And the minug is that one does not fast when there is a sudas mitzvah. Therefore, they would not have to do hataras nedarim. V'chadon loymar slichos afilu ein beveisak nisas sar misanim. One is permitted to say the slichos even if you don't have 10 people who are fasting. Rakshlo yomar slichos shel tayin sibur v'kavu. What they would not say the slicha of tayin sibur kafu would prima godim kasa shi dalei garak tayvas sibur, that they should take out the word sibur and they would say tayin kavu but not sibur. If you don't have 10 people fasting, mekom mokem a slicha shel afafunu mayim bevadai nochin lomer kosh ein sibur mesanim. The slicha of afafunu mayim is definitely not appropriate to say if the sibur is not fasting. We conclude with Sifkot and Vav, and this Ramah says, "Oisno yisoy kimoi tayin sibur likrois vayichal." They had also lain vayichal. Turn the page. Haynu b'shachris of mincha v'shachris of mincha. Kol sheish b'beisak nesasar shemesan. Just as long as you have 10 people in the shul that are davening, v'yaser dinei tayin sheni v'chamish v'sheni yivoyel kamon misim and tov kuf semuch vav sif beis. The rest of the halachas of Bahab. Bahab is beis, means Monday, because it's the beis is the second day of the week. Hey is Thursday, and Beis is once again Monday. That's what's referred to as Bahab. Will be discussed later on in Simon Tovkuf Samichvav. We'll stop here. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.